Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Creating that false reality, which I think I'm going to title this episode, like, oops, I accidentally created a false reality. Because that is exactly what we do when we go on social media. Like, we put ourselves into this virtual world full of people we don't know, consuming content that we really don't care about a lot of the time. And then that all influences our personal life and our everyday life. Hey guys, welcome back to the Grow and Grind podcast. I'm really, really happy that you are here. Today's episode is all about personal growth and living up to these past expectations of ourselves that we set through social media. It would be great if you would follow the podcast over on Instagram, which is just Grow and Grind Pod. Show me where you're listening to this episode. I love seeing you on like a walk or like studying, working. It makes me really, really happy to see where this podcast fits into your everyday life. Anyway, let's jump into it. It's been a while, hasn't it? Yeah, sorry about that. It has been a little bit of an unintentional break. I've had quite an anxious couple of weeks. So I was like, oh, like I'll do it next week. You know, I'll take a week off to look after myself. And then the next week has brought like a different challenge. So it's been a pretty anxious few weeks, if I'm completely honest, hence the lack of episodes. So I've just been really prioritizing building my mental health back up and making sure that I am like in the headspace to create these more positive but thought-provoking episodes. Like, these are the episodes I want to create. I don't want to create when I'm in a bad place myself. So that's where I've been. But also a lot has happened in the last few weeks. So I'm just going to catch you up real quick. I went away to Austria a couple of weeks ago, which was really, really nice. It was actually almost a month ago now when I'm recording this, which is crazy. Sorry about that, guys. I absolutely loved Vienna. Like, it's such a beautiful city, and it's also just so calm. Like, it made me realize how hectic and overwhelming London must be to tourists. Going away to Austria for a few days just gave me some time to completely switch off and to just really focus on building myself back up and making sure my energy and focus is all there. I think like December and January was super, super busy for me. And I needed that time away, and I'm really glad I took it. I'm really glad. I feel like the timing was just like perfect. I needed that break when I took it, and I came back feeling super refreshed, which was a really, really nice feeling. But speaking of work and busyness, I actually recently got a promotion at work, which is really, really exciting. It's been a long transition process. I've known about this for like 5 months-ish. I'm no longer managing the influencer campaigns at my job, and I'm instead working on the marketing of the company and managing and executing the creative services that we offer the creators. So yeah, super, super exciting stuff, but it has been a big change for what I've been doing the past like 8-9 months. So I'm still very much getting used to it. It is very busy. I found that I've really just needed my own time, like just to switch off, relax. I've really, really got myself back into reading, which I am so happy about. I actually just finished the book Sunset by Jessie Cave, which I'm raving about on every platform right now. I absolutely adored it. It was stunning. absolutely stunning. I rated it 5 stars. If you're looking for a book to read that you kind of want to cry and laugh at, it's perfect. But also, like, do beware that there are quite serious themes. Like, please do search up what it's about. The main one is grief. So if that's a particularly sensitive subject for you right now, perhaps avoid it at the moment. I really connected with this book and I just absolutely loved it. It got me out of a reading slump. I'm now onto my next book. I'm halfway through it. I'm currently reading It Ends at Midnight by Harriet Tice. Again, absolutely loving this book. I'm on a roll. These few books that I have been reading recently have just been incredible. So I'm really, really happy about it. So yeah, that's exciting. And then the other exciting thing, which is added to why life has been so busy recently, is I am moving back to London soon in like 2 weeks' time, which is really, really soon. but I absolutely can't wait. I'm very ready for like the next step in my life, you know. At work, we're going to be in the office a lot more, which I'm really excited about. I think there's like a lot of things that I am just buzzing about right now, and coming home and having that relax and that break and that time away has made me excited about these. So I very much needed that time away. Anywho, I'm going to stop rambling because I've just realized that I've been recording for 11 minutes and I've got to edit this tonight. So I'm going to stop rambling and just go through my highs and lows from the past few days. I'd say my high is like my confidence right now. Like, I've been really, really confident in what I'm saying, what I'm doing. I really trust what I'm doing. And I think that level of confidence has taken a lot of work for me, especially in like a professional workplace as well. I say my low for the week is just anxiety. I've been feeling quite heavy and anxious. I've got a bit of a heavy heart right now. So that's like probably my low. But I think it's just, there's a lot going on. There's a lot to organize. Like, I've been back and forth from London. I've been like tired, delayed journeys. Like, you know, it's just been like a bit of a hectic few weeks, really. So I'm excited to have some more stability coming in the next few weeks. So we shall see how that goes. Okay, let's jump into the episode. I also want to set the scene a little bit here. I'm sat with a heated blanket, which is my favorite thing in the world right now. Along with my weighted blanket, I have two, and they are the best. Like, I use my weighted blanket to sleep. It like relieves my anxiety. I use my heated blanket when I'm just like getting cozy in the evening. So I'm sat here like with my mic and my cup of tea and my little like computer with my notes on, and I'm really just vibing. I've got like low lighting on. We're having a really calm evening recording this. So if I sound very chilled out, this is the way we're going. I'm trying to be chill. All right, let's jump into part one. So part one is focusing more on like personal growth and whether the internet actually allows us to grow in the same way that we would grow without it, if that makes sense. So recently I've experienced a lot of personal, professional growth, as I've like just mentioned. A lot of that is growth and development and change. And this has led me to question what to share online and what to keep private. Like, how much of our growth should be public knowledge? And I thought this was a really good topic to talk about on here. I think this public perception of being unable to grow online is largely thought of around influencers, content creators, you know, I'm burnt out kind of videos. But I do also think that it applies to those of us who aren't that and work a normal 9-to-5. For example, if we post online us learning something new, your friends or followers that you have will ask about that. You know, it's like what we post online is the standard that we're then held accountable to for everything. Like, if I post that I'm reading, someone will ask how many books I've actually read this year. Or if I post like I meal prep, for example, like people expect me to do that every day. And I think this is the culture around influencing. Like, we see these influencers post so much of their lives and so much of their routines that we assume we see everything. So this translates into the people that are in our personal life, and we see them going out, going to the gym, and we think, oh, they must do that all the time. It's like, no, they've just posted when they do it, you know? I don't mean the people that are generally, like, inquisitive into your life and ask, you know, how's your book going? Like, I saw you were reading the other day. How is it? Like, I want to buy that book. I don't mean those people. But I almost mean those people that take it that little step further to question, like, how good you are at everything. I feel like it almost becomes a little bit of a competition. Don't get me wrong. I love that people are interested in my life, and I love that I'm so interested in theirs. But I kind of like posting things with a slight delay now so that I get that own time with my life, you know? If I'm having a coffee in the afternoon, I'm going to post that in the evening, because you know what? When I'm having that coffee, even if I have taken an image of it, no one knows I'm having it. That's my moment, you know? I think it's just having that time away from creating or consuming content too. For me personally, like, I'm such a private person, which you wouldn't think when you look at me and go, oh, she does YouTube occasionally when she feels like it. Like, but barely anyone knows anything about my day-to-day life, my relationships, my friendships. And I love that. That's why nobody is posted in my Instagram feed or in my videos, because I really want to be able to separate my life from what I post online. Right, part two. I want to discuss lives blending together. I know I've, like, briefly discussed this in the past couple of minutes, but something I find so odd about social media is that people you briefly met once or used to know at school or uni still follow you. They see who you are now, but in their head, they see who you are now, but in their head, that might not match who you were in the period of life that they knew you. And I don't know why, but this has been scaring me so much recently, because everyone who is in my life right now is there because I want them there. You know, I'm choosing to tell them what I've done at the weekend, or I'm choosing to say, you know, send them a picture of what I'm reading. I think if you share everything online, there's such a blur between in-person conversations and what people have seen and already know about you and your life. Like, I have really bad anxiety, so often when I'm telling a story, I might repeat something that I've said before, or, like, in, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh my God, did I put this on my Instagram story? Like, and that's just an extra layer of anxiety that I just never need. Like, for me, if I can avoid, like, a talking story or, like, a video kind of thing on my profile, I kind of do, because for me, it just, like, blurs it a little too much. YouTube is different. Like, YouTube for me is, like, a little safe space. Like, people only watch if they're interested kind of thing. But Instagram feels a little bit weird, because I've got such a mix of people on Instagram. Like, for example, I'll post, like, an ad or something that is directed towards you guys and the people that follow me. And then I see, like, someone from work or someone from school see it, and I'm like, this is such a weird mix of people. And I don't know, like, I don't know why, but since school I've blocked out the fact that everyone around me can still see what I post online. Like, people I work with, family, friends, everyone. I almost assume that my social media world is completely different, and I think that's where the danger comes in, because I kind of forget that people see those things. And I would never post anything that I wouldn't want those people to see, obviously. But it's more like the tone, you know. I worry that there's going to be that, like, distinction between, like, the way I talk with different people. And I just find it really weird. Like, I just really not sure how to feel about it. I think the thing that I struggle with as well is that those simple questions like the how was your weekend question, I can't always answer because deep down I know that they've seen my weekend on my Instagram story. Like, I know that they've seen that I was reading on Sunday afternoon. I know that they've seen that I had a coffee on Saturday. Like, there's just like those little bits that I'm like, oh, like I wish I could just say it as everyone else does and interact and everyone be like, wow, like I'm glad you had a good weekend, or oh, like I don't know, it's just weird. Like, don't get me wrong, I love being able to interact with people I know or don't know too online, but it does feel weird when someone knows something about you that you haven't actually told them face to face. When it's brought up face to face, you're like, whoa, how do you know that? How do you know that about me? And recently this has like caught me off guard quite a few times. I think this is what the episode actually stemmed from, really. Like, the people I now work with in a professional environment can go online and see 15-year-old me studying. Like, that's so weird because, you know, I might be able to go and, if I really wanted to, and see them at 15 by scrolling all the way to their Instagram. But like, for them to go to my YouTube channel is really easy, and they can see like a moving picture of me at 15. And I don't know how to feel about that, honestly. Like, it's weird because I don't have really any connection with 15-year-old me anymore. I have changed so much. But those videos are also like a part of that, which is why I've kept them up. But I feel like those two lives blending together are just like two different people. And I think that's what scares me. It's like when someone goes, oh, I saw your 14-hour study with me pop up on my recommended the other day, I can literally feel my insides moving. Like, how gross. And it's not that that video was bad, I just don't align with those values anymore. You know, like, I've grown up, I have many values that I've gained and new perspectives that I've grown. So me now would not post a video like that, or maybe even say some of the things I used to say with them, like, oh, I'm just gonna like do some science revision for 3 hours straight without a break, because that's just not me, that's not healthy. And this is like me as a 20 almost 21 year old talking, you know, 5 years ago. Like, that's a long ass time, and you can see like all of the stages I went through. So yeah, I guess this kind of brings me on to like distancing yourself like from the online world. Like, recently I've been a little bit distant online, and not necessarily for the sake of like, oh, I don't want to be online, I don't want to be posting anything, that's not the case. But I also, like, I just want to be able to tell someone something unique about me that hasn't been posting online. Like, that I haven't put on my story or I haven't talked about. Like, I don't want to post everything. And there's nothing I actually value more in my life right now than privacy. Which I am really happy about. I'm really happy I've got to this point. I'm really happy I don't need any validation or, you know, approval of what other people think to make my life any more enriched. But I also, like, privacy and being an influencer slash creator don't really mix too often, and I'm trying to make them mix, so it's a little bit of a tough situation. You know, I spend my week being visible to people, and like, I feel like my weekends are like mine. Like, I can hide. Yet at the same time, if I'm posting them on my Instagram story, I'm posting to thousands of people, and in my head I'm like, I'm just posting out to my community. But what I don't see within that, or don't like look to see often, is like, oh my god, there's people from school, there's people from uni, there's people who literally live down my road, there's people who like I work with, there's people who I have worked with in previous years. And it's just all of that blended together, I can't get my head around it. And like, I think recently it's like really like hit me, because I'm like, I just really want to curl up in the evening, read my book, and for nobody to know what on earth I'm doing in my evening. I would love to be able to go to like, you know, a class and not document it. And this is what I have been doing, which is why you haven't seen anything from me, because I've been trying it out and I have been loving it. Like, I've been loving it. That just time to completely switch off, not have to photograph anything, not have to video, just be in the moment doing my thing, whatever that is, whether that is something productive, something not. I'm not worrying about that perception of me. And I think this is allowing me to be more myself in other areas, because, you know, when I'm filming a YouTube video at a weekend and like in a very chilled environment, and then I'm like, you know, going, doing some corporate kind of stuff in the week, like it's very hard to like find that balance of like, where does who you are fit into that? Am I professional if I make a joke? And like, I feel like taking myself offline and taking the judgment away from thousands of people and just focusing on actually, who do I want to be away from all of that, has made me actually really become more myself around the people I'm around. Like, I'm happy to just like joke, you know, I have quite a dry sense of humor. I think this is the thing that I've neglected, is actually what cost is that on me. In the past, I would make a lot of self-deprecating jokes. Essentially, I'm making other people laugh to make me embarrassed, and that's not really very fair. So now, like, not sharing as much and not putting as much of who I am online allows me to actually really experiment with who I actually am. Like, I have feel like I've been in a little bit of a box of like, oh, I can only do these things or say these things, I can only be this person or put this kind of content online. And it's kind of freeing to just like almost clean the slate and be like, do you know what, I'm going to put on what I want to. Like, if I am loving something, I'm going to put that on. If I am like, I don't know, watching something that I would love to share, I'm going to put that on. Or if I'm, you know, doing things that are good for me and I would say are a good influence to other people, I will put them online. I think I wish I could separate it. Like, I know you have like your close friend's story, but like, I wish I could like reverse it so that I have like the people that follow me and then like a group of people that like other people like in my life, you know, in my everyday life, that I know and I know by name and I, you know, can I interact with on a regular basis. I wish I could just like reverse it a little bit, like have one account for my friends, one account for my social media and content, but it's a little bit late now because everyone follows my main account. It used to be that you like decided that you were like an influencer, you know, like you go, oh well, like, you know, I'm uploading on YouTube now, so I'm an influencer. Like, it was like more of a decision to put yourself online, whereas like now I feel like it's just the norm. Like, everyone's putting themselves online, like everyone's filming a TikTok in the middle of their workday, everyone's filming. So like, I feel like it's just all blurring way too much, and I just find myself needing that time away from social media, thinking about the internet. I think about the internet and content creation all the time. And in my evenings, I scroll to learn more about it and to consume entertaining content. I listen to podcasts, like I do everything. And sometimes I just want to shut off from it. And I think that's so much easier said than done. But anyway, another purpose of this episode is to share with you ways that I actually distance myself from social media now that so much of my life/work revolves around it. I think this is so important. Like, even if you work in social media, like having some way to completely disconnect and truly just enjoy your own space and your own time away from it, I think it should be priority number one, really. I'm going to have a sip of my tea and then I'll walk you through the top three ways that I disconnect in a life that is so goddamn digital. Learning a language is something I have been recently revisiting over the past month, and I have been absolutely loving it so far. This year, I am learning Spanish with Lingoda, which is an online learning school with professional teachers and expertly designed courses, allowing you flexibility and quality in your language learning journey. They offer four languages, which are English, German, French, and Spanish. You can learn anytime, anywhere, with live classes running 24/7. You get to choose which classes you do attend, which means your experience is totally personalized and allows you to learn exactly what you want to about that language. This might be transport, conversation, or bills, money. Personally for me, I'm starting right from the beginning. So my first few classes will be on the complete basics. This week has been on conversational skills, and next week is going to be moving on to how to order coffee in Spanish. There's such a group feel about all the classes. You receive feedback from the teacher, and the general vibe is just so, so positive. Everybody is there to learn. Everybody's there to enjoy it. And I think that's what makes it different than previous learning experiences I've had of languages. You may have heard of the sprint challenge that Lingoda offer, where you attend a class every day or every other day. It encourages consistency within your chosen language, and the incentive is that you can receive 50 to 100% cash back if you attend all of the classes in the sprint. So if you're looking to challenge yourself with learning a new language this year, join me in doing a Lingoda sprint. I have a code that you can use, which is GLOW2023, or you can click the link in the show notes to find out more about Lingoda. Number one. Out of sight, out of mind is what I've titled this one. This sounds so obvious, but the best thing I can do in those times where I feel completely overwhelmed and would usually, you know, revert to social media for comfort is distance myself from this. You might think this is easy. Oh, just lock your phone, like, you know, set app limits where it says like, you've spent an hour on Instagram today, you can't spend any more, and then you go ignore. Like how often do you actually follow this? I know I don't. Like it's just such a pain. Like I find it more of an annoyance than helpful. So my favorite way of creating distance is to completely change my space. At the moment, I am back at home, so on my lunch breaks, I am anywhere but my bedroom where I'm sat at my desk working all day. I'm outside or I'm in the living room making a coffee in the kitchen. And when I go to do these things, I do not take my phone with me. Or my headphones. Or something to keep me quote unquote entertained. Because right now I'm training my brain to get used to silence, to get used to this quiet and peace, because this is what disconnects me from such a loud and bustling online world. Like even if I'm sat in my room, it can still feel overwhelming. It can still feel like I'm just constantly surrounded by stuff. Like it's just loud, you know? Number two, I became conscious of what I'm missing out on while I'm scrolling through social media. Now, this sounds a little bit obvious again, but we look at screen time as such an unimportant thing nowadays. Like, there's obviously those people that are like, you shouldn't spend any time on a screen, which I feel like is also a bit counterproductive because the world is so digital now. I feel like you do need to be digital for the most part. Like we'll look at our screen time and go, oh, 10 hours today. Oh, that's nothing. I was on 12 last week. It's like, yeah, that's still not good. Like 10 hours is a lot of time, you know? But I think what we don't realize is the time that we're spending online and consuming ourselves and other people's lives is time that we can put actually like completely change our focus and put towards ourselves. We see people who have their shit together online. Like people that are so on it, have amazing outfits to go into the office, wake up at 5 a.m, run errands all day, make a nutritional meal in the evening. Ooh, meal prep with me, wake up in my mansion with me. Relatable content. And we feel bad about ourselves because we don't do this. What we don't actually realize a lot of the time is that through watching other people, we are setting expectations for ourselves that are way too high. And spending the time that we could be spending achieving maybe a couple of those things that we've set for ourselves, watching others. Like we are fueling what's allowing them to be so on it. When I look at my week now, and sort of my screen time, I look at those hours and realize what I could have done in that time. And not in the sense of like, oh my God, I could have read 17 books this week if I had just not gone on Instagram. Because I do genuinely think everybody needs a little scroll, get it out of your system each day. Social media is a huge part of the world, and I don't think we should completely distract ourselves from it. But I think more so I look at these hours and what I could have done in terms of like changing what happens next. Like what has happened, you know, we can't change that, but we can change what we do moving forward. And for me, this is looking at 3 hours and saying, oh, I could have read 100 pages of that book that I am absolutely loving. I'm hearing that thought of like, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that. And I'm like, no, I'm going to book time into my calendar like I would anything else for the next day to do this. Now, this might sound a little bit silly to book something into your calendar, and I completely get that this isn't the norm. Like, you really should be able to distract yourself as it is. But I do think it's the first step because, you know, if we book in to meet a friend and we put it in our calendar, oh, like, well, you're not going to go and scroll on TikTok when you're sat there with your friend. And if you are, that's a you problem. But the reason I put it in my calendar is because the next day, therefore, when I go to scroll on social media, I get that little notification from my calendar app to read. And I go, oh my God, I got to get to read today. And it becomes a, oh my God, I get to read, rather than, oh, I can't go on social media because I've told myself I can only have 20 minutes a day. It's like, no, I've replaced that time that I'm enjoying something else with something that is equally as enjoyable to me that brings me some value. Like, for example, this could be literally anything, by the way. It doesn't even have to be social media. It could be watching films. And I know that that's still digital, but it's a completely different kind of digital. Like, social media, you are exposed to so many people that you've never met or seen before. And all of a sudden, like, you find yourself going, oh, like, those are those jeans that I don't fit into. It's like, yeah, but if you just didn't go on social media, you wouldn't see that comparison and you might not think like that. And I feel like it is just triggering a hell of a lot for a lot of people now. This like method, I guess, is all about blocking that counterproductive flow state that we get ourselves into when scrolling online, like the flicking between apps, the constant like, oh my God, I've got to keep up with trends, I've got to do this today, otherwise I won't go viral. Or like, there's always something that you haven't done or you haven't seen. And I think that's what's so difficult about it, is like, you think you've had that hour where you're like, oh yeah, I've actually really enjoyed that time on social, and then you're like, oh, but what about this? Or what, I wonder what the results of that Tommy Fury fight are. Like, do you know what I mean? It's those things that you wouldn't do unless you were influenced to do them in that way. And I think limiting your exposure to that is a good thing. Number three, the third way I disconnect from the virtual world is to be super present in the real world. Again, this sounds silly to say out loud, but often we aren't present enough in our day-to-day lives. And this means that what we see on social media consumes such a large part of us when we look at our days or weeks or months. You know, do you remember something that a parent or a friend or a sibling said to you, or like, you know, a joke that you guys shared? Or do you remember like a TikTok trend or a piece of internet drama? What are you wanting to do and get out of every month? And I think this is what has been in my mind specifically the last couple of days. There's been all this drama around Selena Gomez, and that is just so irrelevant to my day. Like, do I care? I know the entire story from start to finish, and I never wanted to know. I never cared to know. I still don't care to know, even now I know it. But I could recite it to anyone for the next month, probably. And I feel like that's sad, that that's something that I know and remember when I could be remembering a lot more important things. the best way that I find to be present is to journal. When I feel overwhelmed or anxious or just a little bit like I've got a lot on my shoulders, I need a pen and paper to get my thoughts out. Now, this could be related to social. Sometimes it's not, but I can tell you one thing, like social media never makes it better. If I'm feeling anxious, if I go on social media, I'm going to feel worse. Like I'm not going to feel any better. It's not helping current me. So I turn to other methods of enjoyment, entertainment, watching a film, playing on games, reading, sketching, creative thinking. I focus my mind on something other than what is overwhelming me. And a lot of the time, we subconsciously are being overwhelmed by social media because it's just like an information overload all the time. Like think how many times you scroll through TikTok a day, you know? Say you scroll like 100 times, that's 100 people likely that you are seeing that you don't know. Like a lot of the time you don't know these people. They shouldn't have any impact on your everyday. And it's really weird that we like are just scrolling through it and making it such a norm. When you take a break away from social, you realize how much you actually use it as a comfort blanket. So for example, like me right now, I'm recording this, I'm focused on this activity. Me in the past would have gone, oh, like I'm missing out. It's been half an hour. Let me just quickly check who's text me. Now you might be thinking, okay, Laura, but like, how does this relate to the episode as a whole? When we are more focused on what we're doing as individuals, in comparison only to ourselves, we're doing more, which allows us to pick and choose what we want to share or what not to share as well. Whereas when we're consistently consuming what other people are doing, you know, any little thing that we do, we share almost out of a need to look like we've got our lives together, like we're on top of everything, like the next person is. It's almost not so much a choice. And I think social media should always, always be a choice of what you're putting out. Recently, it's become something that is just like, oh, well, everyone's on social. I've got to be there too. I've got to be posting TikToks because everyone's posting them. And it's like, yeah, but you can choose what to post in that TikTok, you know? You can choose when to bring out your phone. You can choose when to record, when to not record. And don't get me wrong, like I'm speaking more so from the point of a like 9-to-6er than a creator right now, because as a creator, there are those different pressures. There's like the algorithms, etc., etc. But you should always, always come first is the bottom line of this. Creating that false reality, which I think I'm going to title this episode like, oops, I accidentally created a false reality. Because that is exactly what we do when we go on social media. Like we put ourselves into this virtual world full of people we don't know, consuming content that we really don't care about a lot of the time. And then that all influences our personal life and our everyday life. Go to the experts, don't go to some random girl on TikTok. Why are we trusting people so much online? Like, I really pick and choose who I see, who I watch, who I interact with online anymore. I like, you know, I might do a little few page scroll, see the current trends, click off. I'm not fussed, to be honest, right now about being online. And I think, honestly, that's the best thing for me right now. It might not be the best thing for you, but it's the best thing for me. Okay, food for thought. Right, here we are. So, this is the part of the episode, if you're new, where you can take this however you'd like to. Like, some people like affirmations, quotes, questions to think about. So, you could take this as like a journal prompt, a thought on a coffee walk, you know, just something to spark that thought or conversation within yourself. So, this week's food for thought is: we won't be distracted by comparison if we are captivated by purpose. I'm sorry, but this just really spoke to me. Like, we won't be distracted by comparison if we are captivated by purpose. Sorry, but this is just like so accurate to this episode and accurate to how I'm feeling right now. So some journal prompts that I would take from this, if you would like to journal along with me, are: what's my purpose today? What can I do today to fulfill a purpose for me and me only? What has distracted me today, or something that I've compared myself to? What can I do that inspires me and moves me closer to where I want to be in life? Anyway, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I'm so happy that you are here, and sorry for the lack of episodes over the last month. I promise I am doing my best to get them up as regularly as I possibly can. I am trying to get them up every week. That is always an aim, but also I can't put out good content if I'm not good. So it depends on me too. And I think that's like something that, again, influencer culture, everybody, like, it's hard to be like, oh, I'm taking a week off because I'm not doing too great, you know. But I just want to make you all aware. I'm doing my best. I'm going to try and get an episode up every week once I'm in more of a stable environment and I'm like, it's settled and I know where I'm going to be in the next year. I will have more regular content, which I'm really excited about. Anyway, I've loved chatting. I appreciate you so much. Have an amazing week. Thank you for listening again. And I will talk to you next time. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.